Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and our guest today is Pastor Eli James. His websites are anglo-saxonisrael.com and killthebank.net. And we do have some callers lining up, but we were talking about the Old Testament.
Yes.
What are your views of the...
Hold on. Let me roll my window. The siren just went off.
Oh, they're out to get you, Eli.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's the noonday siren that they have down here in central Illinois. It's just,
okay.
I hope. Okay.
So you're down there where the drought's going full force.
Oh, man.
Full force.
Wow. Yeah, 105 degrees. Yeah, last week, 3 days in a row. Unbelievable. Yeah. Okay.
Terrible.
I think that was it. Okay.
Are you down? Have you gone through Arthur?
I go through Arthur a lot. Yeah, that's Amish country. That's beautiful.
Yes. I used to have customers down there when I was selling textiles. And
the
customer was out in the country, didn't have a telephone, no electricity.
They had a
very large store. And I used to sell her fabric. She paid cash for everything.
Right.
You know, the orders, they would ship the orders out of New York or wherever the company, whichever company I was selling. And very, very nice people. Very, very, very nice people.
Amen. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and they're de facto identity because they don't race mix. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody else wants to live like they do. Who wants to be a farm around the clock, right?
Right, but they don't suffer from the vaccine illnesses. They don't.
That's right.
They don't have a lot of the problems that that other people in this country have.
So
you believe in the Old Testament. What about the Book of Esther?
Book of Esther is a wonderful book. It's all about the racial exclusivity of the Israelites in the days of Shushan. Okay. But most people get the good guy and the bad guy mixed up in the Book of Esther. Haman was the bad. It clearly says that Haman was an Amalekite. Amalekites are Canaanites, and it was Haman who tried to, you know, get Mordecai hung. And so the very gallows that Haman made for Mordecai were used to hang him, which is actually a parable for the Edomites, the Amalekites being Edomites, for the end times, because what it's basically saying is that in the end days, when the judgment comes upon the world, the Amalekites are going to be hoist on their own petard, the very petard that they have in mind for us.
Well, the Jews really like the Book of Esther, too.
Let me explain something about that. First of all, I said the word Gentile does not belong in the Bible. Neither does the word Jew, because in the Old Testament, the word translated often as Jew is actually Judah. Should always be translated Judah. The Jewish people, as anybody who has done any study about these people at all, knows that 95% of today's Jews are in fact Khazars, Ashkenazi, who converted to Judaism around 740 AD, and none of them have a single ancestor related to the tribes of Israel, and none of their ancestors even set foot in Palestine until they invaded in 1948, okay? And then the other 5% are these Edomites that I discussed earlier, who are Judeans. If you look in the New Testament where it says Jew, look that word up in your Strong's Concordance, it says Judeos, which means of a country, either a citizen or a resident of a country. It does not refer to the tribe of Judah.
Okay. Now about the Old Testament.
Yeah.
The Old Testament is a creation of books that some guy decided he would put together. There's the Apocrypha, which were the books that they didn't decide to include. The Book of Esther does not mention God. You know, I have some issues with it. But we do also have a 3-minute break. We will be right back, and we will take some calls. So stay tuned.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Pastor Eli James. His website is anglo-saxonisrael.com and killthebank.net. Do you eat pork, Eli?
No. I used to before I became identity. Yeah.
Okay. Just checking it out here.
You just chicken?
Huh?
Yeah, just chicken, no pork.
Yeah, I'm just checking.
Okay.
Right. I mean the word chosen is used often in the Old Testament.
That's right.
And chosen, may have a different meaning for some people. Chosen means that you're supposed to be an example unto other people, and not that you're something special and you can do anything and kill anybody you want.
No. Well, what happened when Isaac was almost sacrificed on the altar by Abraham? If you read that whole episode, you will see that Isaac's descendants were included in that potential sacrifice. In other words, when Isaac was laid on the altar, Isaac and his descendants, and nobody else, just his descendants, were dedicated to Yahweh. Okay?
How do you know that?
That's what that ceremony involves. When you lay something on an altar, sacrifice it to a god, you're dedicating it to that god.
But it wasn't completed.
Well, because Yahweh accepted a different animal. He accepted the goat. But Abraham was ready
the
to
lamb come. Was
and
in the
and Isaac, and according to the book of Jasher, Isaac, and I think
which
also
is,
Jubilee.
Which is not part of the Old Testament. That is the Apocrypha.
Yeah, that's okay, because the King James Version originally had the Apocrypha. Okay. And maybe not the Book of Jasher.
The Catholic Bibles have the Apocrypha, but yeah. King James never did.
No, that's incorrect, Deanna. The original King James always had the Apocrypha. It was published in 1611 with the Apocrypha. In fact, I'm trying to remember, Tyndale wrote a letter to the committee objecting to the fact that the Apocrypha were in there. He didn't want the Apocrypha in there. And that is a matter of disinformation that the churches have been putting out for the last 100 years or so. The Apocrypha were in the original King James. There's simply no doubt about that.
All right.
Okay.
Let's take some phone calls.
Okay.
Let's take Larry in Louisiana.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, Larry.
You said that the God hated this particular group of people. I think
That's
you said
right.
Edomite.
That's
okay.
Right.
Why would the God use the, quote, good people to kill the, quote, bad people, and why don't he just kill them himself and make the world perfect?
Bring those
good people down to a level of murderer. I'm not getting...
Well, the Bible says, of Israel, you are my battle axe. Okay? And that term is still not over with. He is going to use true Israel as his battle axe at the judgment day. But the whole point of the lesson is we are not to mix with non-Israelites, with non-whites. And if we do, whatever we do, our culture degenerates into the culture that we mix with. This has been proven time and time again. In fact, what the churches are doing, the churches are presumptively trying to elevate the other races to our level because we have established the highest level of civilization of any people ever. But whenever we mix and bring them in, we start degenerating to their level, and the Bible says very clearly, we are not to do that. We are not to learn the way of the heathen. And so
what are they for, then?
What are they for, then? They were for whatever Yahweh created them for, but they didn't create them to mix with us. The Bible exclusively says, for example, behold, Israel is a people that shall dwell alone, Numbers 23:9, Deuteronomy 7:6. For thou art an holy people, that means called out, unto Yahweh your God. Yahweh your Elohim hath chosen thee to be a special people upon himself, above all the people that are upon the face of the earth, Deuteronomy 7:6. And there's dozens of these statements.
Okay, Larry, so what was your contention? Why didn't God just get rid of these people himself?
The good people, quote, killing the bad people. Why don't your God just kill them and make the world perfect for you? Would you see the world perfect if it was all white?
Well, it's a test, Larry. It's a test. If you were given free will, and the commandment said, do not race mix. But you have the free will to disobey. And then you go out and race mix anyway. Well, he's testing us. He's determining which of us will not fall for the bait of race mixing. Because it's a very seductive bait. You know, the multiculturalists say all races are equal. And if we just live together, everything would be a paradise on earth. But Larry, look at what has happened from the 1960s onward, when race mixing began to be accepted. Our society has degenerated by leaps and bounds. We're just getting worse and worse off. In fact, the black people are the worst off ever since race mixing began because they've become wards of the state through the welfare state, and the middle class white people are paying the bill for our own destruction.
Well, I think that this is a construct of government and
right.
The people who control the government, and
yep.
And as you mentioned, you did bring in free will, and
right.
I believe that free will is something like you have the decision, you can make your own decision about whatever circumstance
right.
you happen to be in.
Right.
I also believe that everyone has a conscience, which
right.
Is to tell you how to act.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that there are a lot of very evil people in the world.
Evil white people, too.
Right. Yes, exactly.
I'm the first to admit it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All righty.
So, Larry, does that answer your question?
Okay. Let's take Mike in Ohio. Mike in Ohio? Oh,
yes. Yeah, hi. Diana,
hi.
And hi,
hi
Pastor
Mike.
James.
Yeah,
let's have a couple quick questions, if I can.
Sure. Sure.
Number one, was Isaiah the prophet a Jew?
No. You have to understand that that word Jew in the Old Testament is always translated from the word Judah. And
right,
the word
exactly.
Judah exclusively means the tribe of Judah or the house of Judah and nobody else. Today's Jews are not members of the house or tribe of Judah. They are
exactly.
Edomites and Khazars. Okay?
Right. Okay, that's exactly what I was getting at. Number two,
okay.
Was the Yahweh of the Old Testament and of the Bible, was he Jewish?
No, of course not.
Well,
Yahweh created the whole universe. But, he did create the Adamic, he fathered the Adamic species, okay, in Genesis chapter 3. And Jesus says, I am the root and the offspring of David.
Okay, my last question.
Yes.
Thank you. And my last question, was the Old Testament a Jewish book?
Absolutely not. It's a Judahite. It was primarily written by Judahites. You know, all of the prophets and scribes, some of them were actually from different tribes of the other house, okay? But most of them were of the tribe of Judah, yes.
Now, the reason I was bringing these questions up, I knew the answers to these questions because I've listened to you before.
You were just testing me.
Diana, I wanted to make a point to the listeners because, Diana, you've had a guest on there numerous times whom I really respect. His work is absolutely great. When he is Zion Crime Factory. And he constantly, I've heard him on maybe four or five different programs now, and every time he's on, he always says the same thing regarding the Bible, that he says them things, the opposite of what you just said.
Okay,
I just don't understand why
does
he do
some research? Understand that not everybody accepts the Bible, not everybody is religious, and that that's his choice. That's what free agency, what free will is
right.
That you have a choice to accept or reject a person's, a certain theology.
Yeah,
I understand that, but what I'm saying is, why can't, just like he's done a ton of research, obviously, on the German issue and the Hitler issue, and he's very great at it, why can't he devote some of his time on the biblical issue, and then
how
once
you,
he
Mike?
Realizes the truth?
Well, that's what I'm trying to do,
allowing
me an open forum to do this, so I really appreciate it.
Mike, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
62, and I understand he's, what, 21?
I'm
62. No, not you, Pastor James. I mean Zion Crime Factor.
Oh, yeah, Deanna's 22, right.
Okay.
Zion Crime Factor, he's 21, I think, right?
He's 22. Give him a
22.
Break. If he doesn't
want
to
accept
the Old Testament, that's his choice.
Yeah, who is that? I don't know, I'm not familiar with, who is that?
You need to go to his website,
ZionCrimeFactor.com. Okay, something different?
Okay, so give him a break. You know, it's free choice.
Let me just say one thing. There's a lot of people out there who are misrepresenting Christian identity, trying to inject a level of hatred. Racial segregation there's no hatred involved in racial segregation. Abraham Lincoln did not hate those black people that he wanted to repatriate back to Africa.
I disagree with you there.
But we certainly don't hate the other races. There's no reason to, because the Bible says, if we remain separate, obey his laws, call upon his name, he will destroy our enemies. So there's no need for us to hate anybody. All we have to do is obey his laws, call upon his name, read Deuteronomy 28 in Isaiah, and repeat this over and over again.
When is he going to do that?
If people would simply obey my laws, I would protect them. I will make the earth their footstool. And I will destroy your enemies. But we refuse to obey his laws.
Right. Well, thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks so much.
Alrighty, we do need to go to a break. We will be right back, and we'll take Karen in Texas when we return.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. My guest today is Pastor Eli James. His website is anglo-saxonisrael.com. And Tom, one of our listeners, said, isn't Israel a people and not a place?
That's
but
right.
Let me just make a comment regarding Mike's comments.
Okay.
You know, whenever I have guests on the program, there's going to be things that they may say that the listeners don't agree with. It's up to the listener to be so well educated that they want, that they can accept or reject whatever is presented. I certainly do not believe everything that every single guest says on this program. I mean, we have people coming on here, promoting the idea that Muslims did 9/11. We have all kinds of people on this program. And so you have, listeners have to be so well educated that they know what they can accept, and but you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, okay?
Yeah. Freedom,
you know, you pick and choose.
It goes both ways, right? It's a two-edged sword, right?
Yes. All righty.
Yes.
Let's take Karen in Texas. Karen, welcome to the program.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Karen.
Hello. I believe every day is the Lord's Day, and I was wondering, have you ever looked up in the dictionary the definition of Saturday?
Yeah, well, the name comes from Saturn, right.
Yeah, and every calendar starts on Sunday.
Right, yeah. That was the Roman Catholic Church that started that. Right.
Okay.
No, Christian Israel had nothing to do with that. Right? Yeah.
Okay, it's just
Yeah, those are all pagan names. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
thanks,
Karen.
Karen.
Yeah.
All right, let's take Ben in New York City. Ben, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Hi, Ben.
Bingola, how's everything, you guys? Let me explain something to you. Okay, I come from a Jewish background. I live downtown Manhattan in New York City.
Okay.
Where all the crimes are being committed.
Right.
I've been extensively researching the Bible. First of all, the Jews, a lot of the Bible, it's not even really, really believed upon. The Torah, which is the five books of the Bible, is very, very Talmudic. The Old Testament is very Judaic-centric and supremacist.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is this.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, if you read the Old Testament, as you call it, and look upon the Ten Commandments, there's a contradiction. Because with all this bloodshed on a continual basis, whether God says kill these people, that the evil, that's in reality, that's murder, no matter how you look at it. Because if you take a criminal and you kill him because you want to kill him because he's bad, that's not your jurisdiction.
Right.
But the whole thing is that the book
of Esther. A lot of people believe that, right?
The book of Esther is also a Jewry tale, I call it, because it's a novel created by the Jew. So
okay, Ben, let me ask you a quick question because you're saying a lot here. It sounds to me like you're an atheistic Jew and you don't believe in the Bible as the rabbis teach it. Is that correct?
Well, first of all, you already labeled me as atheistic. First of all, I'm not. You see,
well, you're saying that God is evil because he just chose to destroy certain people. You know, the Bible says God created evil, but he doesn't. He doesn't do evil.
No, first of all, You've already judged me when I did not make those accusations. These are questions, rhetorical questions. Also, on top of that, I've extensively been researching. Even the Exodus is also considered bogus because that never happened according to Egyptian history.
Well,
never happened.
You're bringing up way too much stuff for us to discuss.
Okay.
Let's bring up the Exodus. Obviously, the people were led by Moses. There's all kinds of historical and archaeological evidence that proves that all happened, okay? And that the Israelites invaded the land of Canaan exactly as the Bible says it did. And we see the changeover from the Baal worship of the Canaanites to Yahweh worship at precisely the historical moment when the Israelites invaded. So I don't know what your source is. I don't know, you know, whether there's Jewish sources quoting the Bible, but we believe in the Bible because it's historically accurate.
Right, but the Bible is very the Old Testament is very Talmudic.
No, the Talmud is not the same.
Let me make my point before you jump on it.
The corruption of the Torah, not vice versa.
It came from the Torah.
Hey, guys, come on. Ben, say your piece.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Let him talk.
All right. Focus on a particular point, and I'll try to answer it.
Say that again?
Go ahead,
focus on a particular point. Make a general point, and I'll try to answer your point.
What I'm trying to say, this whole thing with the Bible, it's a whole misinterpretation. You got the war evangelicals creating war upon havoc upon these Muslims and Palestinians, who are many of them are also Christians, are being slaughtered for the sake of Israel.
Right.
The whole thing is this.
Yeah, well, for the sake of who? For the sake of the Jew, not for the sake of Israel. Who invaded that country?
Who invaded the country? The Jews invaded the country.
The Jews invaded it, that's right.
Right.
There's a difference between Jews and Israelites.
That's all stolen land, and you have these Christian Zionists, which I call war evangelicals, who are attacking these people. And that's stolen land.
You need to consult your rabbis who initiated all of this and who have brainwashed the Christian Zionists to follow the Zionist regime. Zionism is Jewish, sir.
Yeah, I know that, but you see, the whole thing is, the church, you need to
chop at the root of the problem here, okay?
No,
the Christians are, you know...
Eli, let him talk, please.
Okay.
Eli, the whole thing is this. The churches have been Jew-jacked. The media has been Jew-jacked. The whole of the world has been Jew-jacked with these false doctrines and these false teachings. Yes, I live downtown. We were Goldman Sachs.
Okay, gentlemen, I'm sorry, but we do have to take a three-minute break. We will be back in 3 minutes. Ben, you're welcome to stay over the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today. Clean out the toxins and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Pastor Eli James. His website is anglo-saxonisrael.com. And Ben, we were talking in New York City. He is Jewish, and he claims that everything has been Jew-jacked, and I totally agree with him. Did you have some other comments to make, Ben?
Yeah, well, I was trying to explain to him that even the Jews, when it comes to the Old Testament, you know, I mean, they call it fairy tales. I call it jewelry tales. And the whole thing is, it's all about interpretation, and things have been so Jew-jacked. Even the Hitler version has been so Jew-jacked and lied upon that
right. They
just think this man to be so evil, and yet he's not. He wasn't. He was protecting
right. His
nation. The whole thing is this, that we have to, this whole thing with religion has to be put aside, and we have to kind of use common sense. This God in the Old Testament, as you call it, or the Torah and the Kings and Prophets, this God, he's a sociopath, because he gives the Ten Commandments to one point, and then he tells to go invade the land. What do you think the Jews are doing today? The same exact
right.
thing that's in the Old Testament. Okay, so
yeah, okay.
nothing whether if it was written by a Judean or not, it doesn't matter. It's no different than saying a New Yorker.
Okay.
Yeah, man, that's what it is. So Jude,
okay, then let me address that, because I think we have other callers. In the Old Testament, Yahweh specifically ordered the extermination of only one group of people, and that was the Canaanites, of whom, as you may recall, there were giants still in those days.
Yes.
and they were performing hybridization experiments. They had giant clusters of grapes that required two men to carry one cluster of grapes. There was all kinds of forbidden activity, and the Bible clearly says that these people were so evil that Yahweh could not tolerate their presence, and that's why he had the Israelites go in and exterminate them. But they did not do that. They did not fully exterminate them. And Numbers 33:55 says, if you do not fully exterminate these people, it will be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides until the resolution day. And that's been the case. I mean, the Bible is so incredibly accurate about these things. As I said earlier, archaeology proves the Bible to be true. You know, but you're taking the rabbinical version of these events, and we in Identity we totally reject the rabbinical version. We take the Bible literally.
Eli, I'm very open minded, super open minded, and well, hoping is this that.
Well, Eli,
we got to stop the arguing, okay? Ben, you're open minded.
Yes, I'm very. I love your show. I love your books. My whole thing is this. That if you talk about that God has to wipe out these people, then he better do a quick job because these Jews are vile. Yes, they're cloning. Yes, they do genetic experiments, GMO and all that. Yes, this is all run by the Jew. So it's oxymoronic that this whole thing, it's in the same cycle all over again. And where's this God that you're talking about? The whole thing is this, that if you look at the New Testament and the Old Testament, there's a big contrast and a big difference. Why they had to kill Christ? Why? Because he was ruining the game. He called them money changers. He called them vipers and snakes. So he called them out. So the whole thing is, Christ came 400 years after the book of Malachi. So the whole thing is this, that the Old Testament and this Judaism, whatever exists, it's not even the so-called religion or whatever you want to call it, because it's a farce. It's all wrong. The Bible is basically a lie. And I'm talking about the Old. I didn't get extensively to the New. But the Old, there's a lot, it's primarily a lot of Jewish tales, it's supremacism all around. Oh, you will crush the Gentiles, you will walk upon the snake, their nations. That's what they're doing today. They want to destroy white America today. They want to destroy America today because of what it stands. There's no such thing as Judeo-Christian as people use that. That's a farce too.
Okay. All righty. I really appreciate you calling in, Ben. We do have a bunch of other callers.
Right. So let me just want to make one quick comment to Ben here in response to what he said. We agree that all these things have been doctored. Judaism is a doctored version of Old Testament law, and Judeo-Christianity is a doctored version of Christianity. Neither one of these two religions really reflects the Bible as written. They have been the priesthood of these two religions have totally commandeered the language, reinterpreted the language to make it all false.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go on to some other callers. Thanks again, Ben. Let's take Carol in Idaho. Carol, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna and Pastor James. Deanna, could I just make a couple comments?
Please.
First, personally, I would love it if we could have separate races on planet Earth, because the Orientals are beautiful, the Blacks are beautiful, the Whites are beautiful.
I agree.
Everybody. See, don't you love it, Deanna? Don't you love to look out and see a cardinal or a bluebird
or a
robin? I mean, look at nature, the beauty of distinction. Why can't we have that in the human race?
Yes.
Okay. Now that's one thing. Now, if a man and a woman get together and there are different races and they want to marry, I have no problem with that. I'm not going to force it one way or another. But I do not appreciate us governmentally and politically being smashed together so that we do
mix.
Okay. That's one comment. Now, my other comment is quite different, Pastor. You may or may not agree with this. I do know that you will agree with this. In the Bible, it states in various places that God is love.
Right.
Okay? So if God is love, then this Yahweh cannot be the God of the Creator God. If he tells his people or a people, call them the Israelites, to go into a certain land, take it over, kill all their men, women, and children, take their cattle, and steal the land. My Creator God of love could never do that. So I'll just make one last comment, and then you can say what you'd like. If what the Bible says, or I should, let me put it this way, if in the Bible God is talking love, support, beauty, promotion, all that is loving, then that is my Creator God of love. If it's hell, war, destruction,
right,
egotistical, that cannot be my God of love.
Very good.
That's all I want to say.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
Understood.
Carol. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, so in my answer to Ben, because he was trying
now
to
let's,
say that,
let's go on to other callers. I think we know your answer to Ben.
Okay, because, yeah, I just quoted the points in
we
Genesis
got that.
And numbers.
We got that.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go on to Lee in Missouri. Lee?
Yes, greetings and salutations.
Greetings.
I just wanted to comment on this Apocrypha being in the 1611.
Right.
I happen to have a 1611 edition here, and it has the Apocrypha in it.
Yes.
And in the introduction, it says that Coverdale is the one that he had that in his edition. And I have just been trying to speed read here and get the facts on this. But it says, here's one sentence here, probably help. This relates to one of the second Cambridge group to whom was committed the translation of the Apocrypha, Dr. John Boys, afterwards 1619, Dean of Canterbury, but at this time the holder of a living at Boxworth, which is to be feared. Anyway, it's in here.
Yeah,
okay.
It is. It is. And it always has been. It got removed in the middle 1800s.
Yeah, evidently, because it's in this one.
Okay, very good.
I'd just like to make another comment about the love. In the New Testament, it says that Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated.
Right.
So evidently there's a little bit of both there.
Yeah, it didn't change.
And
a lot has not changed.
As far as I
understand
it,
Edomites changed. Right.
The reason why he hated Esau was because he married
Yeah, into the Hittite, right.
Yeah, so that's the reason.
Race mixing laws. Yeah.
Yeah, the reason for the hate was because of marrying outside of his race.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you,
Lee. Appreciate your
thank
phone
you.
Call
appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, Lee, very much. And let me just quickly address, you know, the issue of love here. The Bible does say, Jacob I have loved, Esau I have hated, and it's all, Yahweh hates people who disobey his laws. And he has every right to do so. He does not start by hating anybody. But if you constantly go around disobeying his laws and causing wars, as the Zionists do, and having other people die in those wars so you can make profit, well, then Yahweh has every right to hate those people, and we have every right to hate what they do, too.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Let's take Chris in South Africa. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Interesting listening to your guests and everything else and all the other comments. I've got a different viewpoint about this. And in South Africa, you get a lot of this Christian identity, but there they call it Israel vision.
Right, okay.
And you know, it's claiming that they are the Israelites. But
right.
I personally,
yeah, the boys,
I
the Israelites, yeah.
They believe so. I don't believe that because there's no such thing as a Bible. A Bible is a man-written book. Any God that would have given a law, it would have been a law that is unchangeable by anything, not even by an atomic weapon or what, any other power a trillion times more powerful. So, in other words, the law of God is written in the laws of nature. Oxygen, you can't change. If you take it away, change it, everybody dies. So,
yeah, he's the creator of the universe, too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's right. But that's why I don't believe in any book that was written by any man that it could be the word of a God. But then we've got to go back and look at where did these books come from, where they originate from. So-called Bible originated from basically a short story. Atlantis existed well over 30,000 years ago, and they had a racial pure state, and they prohibited cross marriage, etc., etc. And all their laws and things were taken and grabbed by the people that were on the outskirts when Atlantis fell. And then through thousands of years, they inherited that to themselves, while Atlantis, of course, was destroyed. And it took a long time for some of those whites that came out of Atlantis or that existed, that were on the edges, that survived, to sort of get back into society or get a civilization going. Now, another group came along and they stole this or took it and took it for themselves, and they started vehemently for thousands of years teaching their people this philosophy. And then 2,000 years ago, they sold it to the white man, and they sold the white man down the drain.
Okay.
If the white man doesn't wake up
to
one thing, yes?
Oh, yeah, try to wrap it up into a point so I can answer.
Well, I don't think that he wants your answer. I think he's just making his point.
Well,
he's commenting.
I'm making a point. Yeah, I'm making a point, but he interrupted, so I'll wait and see what he wants to say.
Okay. Well, on my website, AngloSaxonIsrael.com, I go through the first three chapters of Genesis, and I make exactly the point that you're making, that Atlantis did exist. There's overwhelming evidence that it did. And that the Genesis 1 can be interpreted as the recovery of the planet Earth after that Phaeton incident that virtually wiped out the planet, okay? But as far as the Bible being an authentic book, I would invite you to go to my website and look at all the prophetic fulfillments, especially the eighth beast of the apocalypse.
I don't think you're going to convince Chris, because...
Well, he needs to read.
Well, no, I think that everybody has their own viewpoints. You have yours,
well,
he has his.
Right.
He's just sharing his viewpoint.
Diana?
Okay. Yes.
Could I just come in with one more point, one or two?
Yes, of course.
Without too much interruptions. They are not a small group of minority that believe the way I believe. There are thousands and thousands across this world that believe that. I believe plenty more than what there are Israel Vision or Christianity, Christian Identity people that believe that what I've just said. And but they just carry on because they've got no power, they've got no control, because Christianity has got us all hook and center. And Pastor Eli, you know, I wouldn't even like to call you pastor, but with respect, I'll do that for what you've inherited. But I've read everything that you think I haven't read. I've read it. And I've read plenty of Bibles, different 18, 20 versions of them. So, no, please, don't come out of those things. I just came here today to give a point from a different view, that there's no Bible that can be from God, because I cannot see that a God could have given man his law on a material which can be altered by man. So that to me is ridiculous. The law of nature cannot be altered by man. That I know.
Chris, thank you so much. Eli, there's no, you don't need to respond.
Okay.
He's given his views. Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you.
All righty, let's take Richard in Washington.
Yeah, good morning. This has been a great show. Solidifies my viewpoint, and that is the hominoid species has been trying to rationalize it being stuck in the 5 to 8 senses and trying to conceptualize the infinite. God is just a concept. The Bible is just a translation of the oral traditions that we had before we had writings put into a documented form. And then the people that are using it, they use it, the faith of that, and everybody needs to have their own faith to justify their tribal existence. And as a result of this individual tribal existence, we just fight amongst ourselves to control our population. And for one aspect of things, if your guest is totally interested in historical research, I suggest he read the works of Robert Eisenman about the times of the Palestinian formation.
Right. I have his books, and I totally disagree with everything he writes. I have a totally opposite point of view on everything he writes.
Okay. Well, thank you, Richard. I appreciate your phone call. Did you have another comment to make?
No. Does he have any information to refute Dr. Eisenman's work?
I have a whole series on the intertestamental period. Just go to my website, AngloSaxonIsrael.com, and you just have to start with Between the Testaments. And Eisenman has a totally different view from Christian Israel, okay? He assumes that the Christians were Jews. They were not. They were Israelites, which is a totally different concept. And the Bible, let me put it this way. A lot of people who go to my website come away absolutely amazed at how different our perspective is from Judeo-Christianity. A lot of people tell me, when I first heard you speak, Eli, I thought you were stark raving mad, but then I went to your website and then I realized that what you were saying is true. So to the previous gentleman, I say, you go to my website and start reading.
We got that.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I will definitely go to the website, but what do you do with the concept that all three of the quote-unquote monotheistic religions were created by Rome, by the Caesars, to institute a divide-and-conquer scenario where the Jews, quote-unquote, yeah. the Christians and the Islamic religions have been fighting amongst themselves and amongst each other for...
I interviewed Atwill, and I totally disagree. Obviously, the Hebrew religion pre-existed long before Rome.
Okay, we are coming up on a break. Thank you, Richard, for your phone call.
Great show.
And we will be right back in 3 minutes.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest today has been Pastor Eli James. His website is anglo-saxonisrael.com and Kill the Bank. And we do have a couple more callers that I want to take before we run out of time. Let's take Steve in New York, I believe.
Yeah, hello. I just wanted to make a couple points. I think it's sometimes I know on the surface we say, oh, if we could just have this one race, you know, things would be better. But I believe it's important to remember something I remember reading about, Moses was married to a dark person, too, I believe.
No, he wasn't.
But,
no, he was
well, let me can I think. When the Israelites were camped out, there was a rule that Yahweh gave that said that if someone, a stranger comes in and is willing to abide by the rules and live as the rest, that person would be welcomed. It had nothing to do with color of the skin. And I think the whole issue is really sin. It's sin versus righteousness. Sin is the problem. It's not someone's color. And we see plenty of sin. Certainly, as mentioned, and the guest mentioned the Zionists. I think it's interesting that to find out about the. I knew about the Edomites. I didn't know what percentage of that group descended from the Khazars was made up of Edomites, and they've come on down, of course. And the main percentage of the ones we call the globalists are Zionists. I'm certain of that, and the havoc that we're fighting and will be fighting, But I just think it comes down to sin versus following God's law. If we had all the people leave the USA, let's just say hypothetically all the black people agreed to leave, the Hispanics, that type of thing. We only had white people in the U.S., let's just imagine for a moment. Would sin still exist? Would it leave with their departure? And we have to remember Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, I think 7:13, or 7 for sure, I believe that's the chapter where he mentions, lately in these days, I'm so reminded of this, you know, if my people, I'm going to paraphrase, who are called by my name will turn from their wicked ways, I think sin no more, I'm not exact on the wordage, but the wording, but, you know, he says he will heal the land. I think that is the main issue here. It's that we're fighting sin. We're not fighting people of different colors. I think that would take care of things. That's the challenge we have, of course, and we will have it until the Lord returns, of course.
All right.
But
okay.
I think
you brought up a lot.
That's the issue, I believe.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Okay.
We are running short on time. Thank you.
Let me address each one of those 3 points very quickly. First of all, Moses married a Shemite. She was a Shemitic woman of the tribe of Midian before the Midianite had made a league with the Canaanites. So she was 100% pure white. She was a Shemitic woman. Moses married a Midianite woman. He did not marry an Ethiopian black. That can be absolutely proven, no problem. In fact, when Moses was sent south, he refused to have sex with an Ethiopian woman.
Okay. Eli,
right.
I'm sorry. We have run out of time, so... Sorry you can't finish up on your points.
All right, but thank you for having me, Deanna. It's been great fun.
Thank you. Sorry,
okay.
Rick, in Milwaukee, that we couldn't take you. Listeners, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much, all of the callers.